Nolte, Joe Biden crashes to 38% approval in Washington Post poll. By John Nolte on November 14, 2021. If his fraudulency Joe Biden thought passing his trillion-dollar boondoggle would help with his polling plunge, the far-left Washington Post has some very bad news. Slow Joe's approval rating among registered voters has plummeted to just 38%. That's not a typo. One of the most biased and disreputable pollsters in the country, a pollster willing to work any kind of dark magic to give Democrats a boost, has President Chart at 38% approve, 57% disapprove. His fraudulency is upside down by 19 points. Worse still, his strongly approve number is just 19%, while 48% strongly disapprove. Among all adults, an area where Democrats generally poll better, Biden sits at just 41% approve and 53% disapprove. In the Post's previous poll, taken just 10 weeks ago, Biden sat at a much healthier 44% approve, 51% disapprove. So just 10 weeks ago he was upside down 7 points. Now he's upside down by 19. That's a 12-point drop. Currently, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Biden's job approval average has hit a record low of just 42%. His average disapproval rating has also hit a new record, a high of 52.7%. Biden's approval rating is only 35% among independents, while his disapproval rating sits at 58%. Even among Democrats, Biden's nowhere near where an incumbent president should be, which is in the 90% range. Currently, only 80% of Democrats approve the job Biden's doing. Worse still, only 44% strongly approve. Those are awful numbers and why the bottom is finally falling out of Biden's approval numbers. Once you lose your base, it all comes apart. No doubt some sane Democrats are looking at what Biden's done to this country and are worried. Sane Democrats are concerned with record inflation, a crippling spike in energy prices, especially with winter coming, violent crime, millions of unvaccinated illegal aliens being allowed in, our hostages in Afghanistan, and lunatic spending proposals. What's more, what we have, for the first time in our country's history, is an administration that isn't even pretending to have empathy. Instead, this is a White House and president eager to go war over pronouns as it risks flicks exploding energy prices as good for the environment and devastating supply chain issues as the tragedy of the treadmill that's delayed. It's one thing for a president to face multiple crises. It's quite another for that administration to ridicule people's concerns over those crises, especially when those crises directly affect their quality of life. On top of that, the world can now see that Biden simply isn't up to the job. He's so out of it, he's referring to black people as Negroes and bungling the very stories he tells to reassure people his age is not a problem. No one's in charge. No one cares. Everyone in the White House seems thrilled by these crises. This so-called moderate Democrat everyone voted for to return things to normal has turned out to be an incompetent, uncaring, enfeebled left-wing radical, and full-fledged vaccine fascist. This poll is buyer's remorse, not only in massive numbers but in record time. And it's not artificial. It's not like the media are spending billions of corporate dollars every month to manufacture a Russia collusion hoax to artificially drive down Biden's numbers. His numbers are this low despite the media spending billions of dollars every month to gaslight us into believing everything is okay. Inflation is a good thing, donk no. Biden's job approval numbers are crashing for only one reason: he is doing a terrible job. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.